Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Big soft titty dot png.
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 Right. Welcome everybody to Big Soft Titty dot png, the podcast with Tom and Demi. And this week we have a guest with us. It's wonderful Libby Watson,
yes.
Writer, streamer. And, well, I'm not going to bury the lead here, Demi.
Yeah.
Gorgeous freaking woman.
Yes. Okay. I just. Yeah.
I mean, I can't get enough of this chick.
Yeah.
She's.
Okay.
Yeah.
What can't she do?
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Now,
I'm really
Libby,
sorry.
You're on the podcast today. You're on the podcast at Alba Hest, and you're struggling through, I assume, some sort of health malady or migraine, which is much appreciated.
Oh, now you're making me sound like one of those women.
You are, yeah, because you're.
You are one of them.
You are, yeah. Oh, yes, Libby. Now that we both are one, let us sing the wives' anthem.
Oh,
you
yes.
just join in when you remember the words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wives are good and good wives and are strong.
Lovely.
Wives are
and
women
beautiful.
Who start drinking at noon.
Fannies.
Great.
And that's just kind of a real insight into the BST promise, which is that we will actually encourage over and under talk simultaneously. but yes, that's right. This is actually, thank you very much for joining us. I, for one thing, am being unsettlingly formal.
Yeah, it's bumming me out a lot.
Is that because
of
me?
I don't know. No,
am I making you do that because I'm sort of weird and off-putting?
No, I'm the weird and off-putting. You have no idea what it is to be weird and off-putting.
I'm off-pudding. Pudding. I don't eat it anymore because I am an American now. I eat dessert instead.
Isn't pudding like candy yogurt in America?
Yeah, it's goo. It's a nice goo. Yeah.
It's goo, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
It's goo. Mm. Hey, she knows what we talk about on this.
Yeah, mostly
I love this
goo.
Podcast. It's great.
So, yeah, I think
love what you guys do here on Soft Big Titty.
Sounded like one of the emails that we get to the inbox that is like, I'm wanting to link up and actualize your potential by putting you on a blockchain.
That's right.
I love what you do on the podcast. And just replying to that being like, first off, nobody likes what we do on the podcast.
No. Not even the people who like listening to it, like what we do.
Yeah. No, they wish that it was just like 50 minutes of silence and then a wonderful Acast jingle telling them to join the army or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
please
I think...
Please do that, by the way.
Go on, guys.
Go treat yourselves and join the army.
Do you guys have a referral code? Sign up for the army with the code BST.
Yeah, if you sign up for the army with
the
code, if you sign up for the army with code BST, you get 3 days off your deployment and you get to shoot me with a gun.
I was going to say they issue you a gun where the bullet hole is facing backwards. It curves up and around.
We need to buoy up the casualties. So we're recruiting the softest, strangest cunts we can possibly get.
Yes.
No, I think part of the reason I'm being weird, which I'm. Not anymore. I'm being normal. But part of the reason I'm being like weird and formal is this is mine and Demi's first podcast together as husband and wife.
Mm.
Oh, and wow.
I know.
So we needed a third.
Oh, no.
Demi has been saying those words a lot. But yeah, we got married. We were lucky enough to have you at the wedding.
I was there.
what was that?
Oi was there.
Oi was there. Oi was there with my great big bushy beard.
Yeah, I haven't had a witch of these parts guy? For 3 moons time.
No, I don't know the I was there guy. Who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, no, it's a really big character on British advertisements.
Why the fuck would we know that?
Yeah, no, he's on like, I think like Cadbury's adverts for a while.
Oh, and
no,
do you
I made all that up. I'm really sorry.
Okay, that's fucked. You absolute freak.
You got to remember, it's very hard for us to do any kind of test on like what's made up in British advertisements because Mr. Blobby's real and genuinely, I believe anything from British TV. Now,
I think I've been meaning to try that on Americans more. It's just making up stupid shit to see if they believe it.
It's depressingly easy with Americans is the problem.
Yeah. One time I got asked if in Britain we have microwaves.
What is a microwave?
Oh, microwaves. Yeah, we've got those.
Only De Mare has them, but if you take something over to his house, he'll make it ever so hot. Have you seen one of my favorite British TV shows, and one that I think is the greatest elevator pitch in history, Release the Hounds?
No, what the hell is that?
Libby.
So Release the Hounds is a horror reality show.
Why?
That is, it features various horror things, but as far as I know, each episode ends with contestants putting on a backpack full of money and attempting to outrun a pack of vicious hounds.
No! Yeah.
And if you want to go ahead and treat yourself to Googling the phrase worst Release the Hounds run ever recorded.
Yes.
You are going to see. All right, yeah, look, I'll.
Well, you could have just streamed it to
her. Oh, my God. It's the first result, Tom.
Yes, it really is. It's
a very
really
specific
good.
Video that you meant.
Yeah, no, I mean that one because it's embedded into my head. And it is of a, I would say.
Be careful.
Okay. Gay man.
Very careful, yeah.
Competing in a show where he knows he is going to have to attempt to outrun dogs and being, I would say, unfit for purpose from the very start.
Yes.
Aww.
And he starts off overbalanced and immediately falls over and is then savaged by the dogs. Are you watching it now, Libby?
Yeah, it's just quite a lot of build up here.
Yeah,
he's got his backpack on.
Well, this is on account of the chase only takes a very short amount of time,
you see,
because the dogs are ever so fast.
Yes, that is correct.
So they get a head start from the dogs, and then they get to, like, take money from the backpack and give it away to buy themselves a head start. They put it in a lockbox near the start, and that buys them, like, an extra 10 meters start on the dogs.
Ah, I see.
So the dogs are going for the bag, right? Not the person.
Oh, my God, these dogs.
Well.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're very scary dogs.
Yes, they are.
Those are, like, murder dogs.
Yes, they're the kind of dogs that would pursue you and take you down if you were fleeing with something of value, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's low-key giving, throwing a chain of sausages behind me.
I was literally about to say I forgot that the backpack was full of money and I thought it was meat. I remembered it as being full of meat.
Okay, what if it was, like, meat, like, or money that they rubbed a bunch of meat on?
Yeah. Well, if it's America, wait, no, because it'd be British.
It's
money.
British money.
I forget. Mm. Is it money over there?
It's pounds,
is. Yeah.
Baby.
So it used to be. I think I know the question you're asking. Is it paper or plastic? Yes.
Yes, paper or plastic. Yes.
But also, let's take a second to really appreciate. Is it money over there?
Well, is it?
Yeah. That's almost. That's up there with. Do you guys have microwaves?
Yeah.
Mm. Y'all got money over there.
Y'all got money.
Y'all got money. It used to be paper, and then I think they have switched over to the plastic stuff as part of
money.
The general decline of Britain. Oh, off he goes. Oh, bless him.
I know. He's running like an anime girl. He's got the wrists going crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, and then so the dogs sort of get him.
Yeah, the cuts to the host just kind of going... Oh no! That's really vicious. That's really mean to do that.
It is hands down my maybe my favorite reality TV show concept of all time.
Unbelievable. I would have thought that was a made-up one from a Charlie Brooker show or something. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie Brooker's wonderful show, real or fake, of course. But yeah, so that's just... You know,
trying to piss off Jesse for no reason.
Yeah. But yeah, so all that to say, I think that it's impossible to say something that British TV wouldn't have done, either through cruelty or incompetence, both of which it has, like, in droves.
Yes. I think especially if it involves violence or nakedness, we have done
this. The nakedness! What is... Why can't you guys put your clams away?
Because we want to see him.
No, it's just, I don't know if it came through from the audio that you put your head in your hands immediately after finishing that sentence.
Yeah, no, and you shouldn't have, because it was great, and yeah, it's true.
There's a lot of nakedness in
you can straight up see
medium.
Pussy on TV in the UK at 3 p.m.
You can see, like, full on, like, ass rim on, like, embarrassing bodies.
Yeah,
All right.
Look at all...
The street doctor one is my fave.
Me bum's full of moles. They're like, oh, no.
I'd only spent a day eating moles and now they're all in me bum.
Now they're all in me bum. Well, that's actually supposed to happen. I'm the blonde doctor. Christopher or something.
They do have, like... The one I always think about, which gave me some of the most culture shock, was... rocking up to the UK and my friend turning on the TV and the thing that was on TV was the Dating Naked show.
Yeah.
Where they literally start off. Yeah. They start off by showing you, and one person is standing clothed in the center of a room and then they reveal the feet of their prospective suitors and then the genitalia of their prospective suitors.
Yeah.
And then the chest and then the face. And it is, it's truly perfect television because the face is always such a treat.
Yeah.
just like working out what the face, seeing someone debut the facial expression they've worked out for, you've been looking at my penis for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
and I really like, there was one that I distinctly remember where the man, when they reveal the penis, he does a little clench, like he's nodding at them with his cock.
Mm.
Oh, a lot of fun. It just kind of goes like, a lot of character in that bloke.
Yeah, the kind of twitch where if it's like, if it's on the bottom of the boat, you're going to pick it up and slam it on the hull one more time.
Yeah.
Anyway, all that to say.
You got married.
We got married.
Yes.
And it's been really nice. And we've also been not podcasting as a result, but it's wonderful to make our triumphant return.
Yeah.
As husband and wife podcasters, thank you, Libby, for easing us into it by acting as a wonderful third.
Oh, God.
You fucking said it first.
Right, but you, like, that was weird that he did, hey? Yeah, I thought so. She didn't say anything.
Yeah, I would say that it was the second weirdest thing after introducing me as a gorgeous woman.
Just can't get enough of this lady.
So Libby is probably our smartest friend who says the dumbest shit you could ever imagine.
Yes.
Quite often.
A wonderful writer, a wonderful streamer, a wonderful friend, and also an English woman, but you got better and now you're American.
You're American now, right?
Is that better?
Well.
No.
I think it is marginally.
It's shifting from, like, the losing team to the team that's about to be losing very badly.
Yeah, it's like, so what I think of it as is that you were sailing in the sea in a ship made out of frozen piss and you jumped over into another ship made of cooked poo. Now you're American.
It's crazy.
It sounds like that
one
would fall apart so much faster. Just
yeah, I guess.
Not to be all like, oh, I'm the one. But
I think it is, though. Like you think the piss or the shit would fall apart faster?
Well, if it's cooked shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much
you're cooking it? That's what I think. I think the US is crumbling faster than Britain in some ways.
Okay, all right. And Demi's actually evoking her wide geopolitical knowledge.
It's a bit of satire, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a bit silly. But then you came over to Australia, and you hadn't been to Australia before, right?
No, I hadn't. It was wonderful. What a wonderful place.
So at least the two countries that you have been a citizen of make sense.
Yep.
Because you come here, and we know that we sound fucking stupid.
Was there?
And we know that everything is stupid here.
Yeah, I think there is. I will say that I think one thing Britain is lacking is understanding how stupid it is. We've really moved very far away from what I thought of when I was a kid, or younger at least, a sort of like self-effacing nature for British people to be like, no, we're actually really fucking good. And that's sort of since Brexit and around that time. A lot of weird like Britishness asserting in like marketing and like products, you know, everything has to be, oh, a good British sausage or a good British biscuits or whatever. And it's just like, you're just a biscuit, you know?
You are just a biscuit. And just because you don't have any vegetables there doesn't mean that like everything else is like good.
It does put me in my, whenever I think of the very concept of like British pride, I am like, what, how?
Repulsed, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't understand what where the pride could possibly lie other than like, we were awful for years.
Yeah. And hey, like there's something to that. I mean, there are certainly things I like about Britain or that I sort of have fond memories of, but to say that is pride is mental.
Yeah. Well, because like I think as well as that, like in Australia, if you have Australian pride, you're just like a racist guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but
exactly.
Like, so ours doesn't make sense either. But Britain's like, we started putting sauce on stuff, and now it's all right-ish, sort of.
Hey, I mean, I love sauce on stuff. Yeah, I found
what's your favorite sauce?
Sort of a goat of all time sauce.
Yeah. You can have. I'll give you two. You can have a spicy, and you can have a regular that isn't spicy sauce.
Regular, all right,
because they're different from each other for sure.
I think.
Please go ahead.
You bitch. I think that spicy is buffalo. Do you guys have buffalo? Y'all got buffalo over there?
Wait.
You know what? I don't think we do, but also it might just be like we have it, but I don't know it in the American name.
Oh,
like I'm
it's
sure I've
something
tasted
stupid in Australian, like Buffalo.
We renamed it Buffalo over here.
We did.
It tested better.
Yeah, that's
what's
good stuff.
Fucking buffalo. New race to say bad stuff about. It does sound like. I mean, anything with an O on it sounds like an Australian slur.
Yeah, you really cornered the market and adding O on stuff.
Yeah,
thank you. I don't know if I've had buffalo, but similar to the way that I don't know if I've had ranch, I think I definitely have. I just didn't know it.
I don't know whether I've had ranch.
We really did not have ranch like when I was younger in the UK. I had not seen ranch until I came here, and I was like, oh, what is this marvelous goo?
And it's just kind of my.
And I made so many friends by saying that.
You fucking wandering into the Whole Foods like it's Diagon Alley. There's so many wonderful goos.
I think it would have been the dining hall at UCLA. I think it would have been where I would have encountered it, which is even a better place to do that, making friends with these enormous, beautiful, lithe women by saying, oh, look at this. Oh, and isn't this goo nice with my chips?
I do kind of imagine Libby like entering America for the first time, coming off the plane like that little green baby from Nanaland that they're singing Who's That Wonderful Girl About?
Yes.
She's coming in with her princess hat on and going, ha, looking around.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Libby, I also view you as incompetent,
kind
of baby
stupid,
like.
Stupid baby, stupid bitch, fucking ass.
Did you like immediately make American friends when you landed in America? Like were those huge blondes?
Yes.
Friendly to you?
I think Americans are generally better as people than British people. And I had some British friends at UCLA because you know, it's just kind of how it happens when you're an international student. But I had a lot of American friends too, and I'm closer with them still than I am the Brits because they're nice. Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah,
Tom's
nice.
Just touching me with his cold foot. Get
sorry,
off.
Sorry, my foot's near
husbands
you.
Love having cold feet, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Cold feet and cold hands. That's their favorite thing to have.
Cold feet, cold hands. Tom is pitter-pattering around the apartment because his toenails get so fucking long. He's like a dog.
No. No, I don't do that.
Scrabbling fast around corners.
They do look bad.
Yes, they do.
I did a pretty cool husband move, Libby, the other night. Our friend Zach was in town for one night.
Yes.
Zach Zucker, who you met.
Yes.
Check out Stamp Town, everybody, if they are doing a live show near you. Anyway, we were out walking late at night because Zach had rolled a spliff and wanted to smoke it. And
no
outside,
way.
We were walking around farting, basically.
Tom did actually do something really cool.
I did. I think it's probably the funniest thing I'm going to do in 2023, for sure. Mm-hmm. And to pull that off in December, I mean, there's so many great contenders for the title. Mm-hmm. But we're all walking around and farting. And then as everyone, we'd all gotten a fart off. And then I was like, I was the only one who hadn't done it yet. I was like, okay, well, I gotta hit the rhythm here. Mm. And so I turned around and I like pointed my ass towards them. And I was like, hey, guys, check this out. And I farted. It was a good fart, you know, mm-hmm. got a good reception. They were like, ah. And then I was like, but wait. And I'd pulled my shorts down without them noticing, and I started pissing on the road.
He was faced away, so we didn't know his penis was even there.
Yeah.
And then the piss started coming out from his penis onto the road.
And as soon as you guys, like, got past the initial reaction and were like, that is cooked, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in public.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is literally a crime.
Yes, literally criminal crime. He crimed.
Private urination you can get away with nowadays. They've relaxed the books on that. But public urination is still a crime.
They still don't like it. No. It's frowned upon.
Turning my neighbors in because I think they were pissing.
What's the toilet for then? What's the toilet for? It's just
I just think it looks
was
nice.
There before.
It's just for regular water.
We haven't painted over it yet.
Like defending it like it's a bong your parents found in your room.
Yeah. Oh, that's my mate's toilet.
I've got that from the store that sells vases.
Putting a single rose in your toilet.
Oh, now that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It's really nice to think about it.
The night of our wedding, I was like, oh, I don't want to stay in that hotel room that I booked because it was hilariously bad. Mm. So I just came home and we watched two videos of an insane food reviewer and then Talladega Nights.
I think that's so nice.
It was so nice.
Zero consummation.
Well, I mean, you're tired, you know, and you want to set it up for the future. Just so you know, love, never again.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few months from now, we'll probably get down and dirty with each other.
Okay.
Gross.
Well, make sure you let me know.
Will do.
I will text you.
Give me some. Actually, Libby, I'm going to ask you for some tips. I gotta be honest. Girl, I don't know what I'm doing down there.
Ooh, and another thing that we watched the other night, which I don't know whether, Libby, have you, who's the bad, what's the bad comedian whose last name is Rife?
Matt Rife.
We watched Matt Rife. Tom showed me some clips from it. What a weird fucking guy. Have you seen any of his clips?
No, I haven't. I actually asked Tom to explain this guy to me while I was in Australia because I keep hearing the name and that he's bad. And I just don't know anything about him. He sounds really bad and annoying.
He is really bad and annoying. And the amount that I was just going to say, like, the work that he's clearly had done is really funny because he clearly cares so, so, so much about how he looks. But how he looks now.
What the fuck?
He genuinely looks like a mod for a video game.
Yeah.
Like he looks like the sexy Astarian.
I think he looks like a lesbian that gay men keep trying to fuck because they didn't realize she wasn't a twink.
Yeah, to me he looks like a elf.
Yeah.
Like the guy that wanted to look like a cat, but an elf.
Scary type guy, huh?
I think some sliders got moved too far
on this
person. I mean, I don't love criticizing other people's appearances, but when you have like paid money to have a guy look your face up.
Yeah. Very obviously paid money to change yourself and it's like the amount you can tell it's the type of expensive surgery that means you really, really wanted it. Like you really cared.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
And he's a cunt.
We both really like criticizing people's experiences. Mm. And this is like a 5-day window where you can get away with it about this guy in particular.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And so it's kind of everyone's kind of rushing in to get their hot take on because his comedy special came out. I've watched it twice. I think because I... I watched it on my wedding day. Like, Zach and Hing were getting ready to come over to get married to Demi here.
They weren't all going to get married to her.
I drew the short straw and I had to take the bullet. But no, we were watching it before because it really is crazy. And we don't have to like dwell on this for long, but it's really interesting seeing a guy who has like a very predominantly female fan base try and alienate that fan base because he's ashamed of it. Because he's genuinely
awful, aren't we, Demi? Aren't we the worst?
Well, yes.
Don't bring you're not awful, but no, maybe Demi say something about herself. Yes.
No. Yeah, no, I think he's just embarrassed that girls like him. Yeah. And I don't think he thinks he's a pretty boy, even though...
No, he does, but he also does stand up about how he was ugly until, like, a few years ago.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think he is... I don't think he's proud of being that type of... I don't think he thinks he's a pretty boy. He is a pretty boy.
I think there is a certain kind of like late in life beauty that is worse for your soul than like almost any
other
poison.
Tom, I was going to say exactly the same thing, that the and I will say especially the male glow up after not
horrible.
Being hot.
Yeah.
It can really, that is a very special type of psychology.
Yeah.
That is not good.
Yes. I had a friend who is a stand up and they were like a bigger guy and then they lost a bunch of weight, but they didn't like really realize that they'd lost a bunch of weight. So they were doing jokes about being a big fat guy and everyone was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, no, that's not good.
What's going on here? Do you want a segment?
Yes, Demi, I would love a segment. Actually, you know what? Why don't we natter on for a couple more minutes then we go to a break?
Because
we're at right around break o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you guys want to talk about?
I'd love to ask you a question about Australia, Libby. Obviously, you came over. All right. Well, we all sounded fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But you did get to spend time in our house in amongst our various horrible friends. Did you have a nice time at our wedding? And you have to be honest.
Did you like being near us?
I'm going to do this every time I have people over for dinner now. I'm going to invite them on a podcast and say, and I made you dinner. Was it good? I had such a wonderful time.
And your local recording, right? Your local recording, so this audio won't get lost?
No, that's right, Tom. We should. Do you want me to say it on my stream or something? Do you want me to like put it in writing?
The more we can get this out there, the better, honestly.
Oh, wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know if you don't have to.
doing the vertical mode clip of this and posting it in different media, trying to go viral, but it's just Libby being like, being around you guys was fine.
Yeah.
No, it was wonderful.
That was so scary when she'd only said no and then said it was. That was hard for a second.
Oh, don't put words in my mouth though. No, it was really great. A wonderful wedding. In fact, Lewis was on the phone with his dad yesterday and he described it as the best wedding he's ever been to.
Yes.
Oh my God. And this is your boyfriend?
No.
Well, that's interesting because it seems like he must have gone to another wedding aside from ours.
That's my husband, Demi. Yeah. That's my husband. Don't call him a boyfriend.
But ours was the best wedding he's ever been. All right.
Does it count? Would you say you'd been to your own wedding?
I went.
Yeah.
I went to mine.
I remember. Yeah. I remember people being very mad when I said I was going to miss it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would go to that one,
Tom, can you just RSVP, please?
I don't know. My schedule's just all over the shop.
I planned a lot of fun stuff for the wedding because I was like, I want it to be, like, really stupid and really fun. So I booked, face painters.
Yes.
And it was hard when, because I booked a normal face painter and then a gore face painter. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting sitting up at, the bridal table and looking at our friends slowly get injured over the night.
Yeah, to be clear for people who don't know what a gore face painter is in this context, Demi books a special effects makeup artist.
Yeah.
And so one person was doing like tiger butterfly, all that stuff. And then the other person was making it so that like our friends were walking around with photorealistic bullet holes in their heads and like slashes across their chest.
Yes.
I know. I really fucked up because I kept thinking, oh, I won't get the fucked up face paint yet because I want to have nice pictures with Tom and Demi. And then by the time we managed to do that, the face painter had gone. And so I missed my opportunity to ask for a wound that looks like a pussy.
Oh, that would have been so good.
That would have been so good. And get it where your pussy is supposed to be, but you had that closed up.
I won't be needing
this. So
it's
just kind of just for me, you know, under my dress,
I don't want anyone to see it.
Lewis running into that thing like Wile E. Coyote running into a tunnel painted on the wall.
getting his head stuck in it.
The face painters hugged me as they left. Did I tell you that?
That's nice.
Like, they were like, this is such a good wedding. And I was like, thank you. And they both hugged me.
Yeah. It was really nice. We haven't talked about it on the pod because we haven't been married on the podcast before.
We haven't been married on the podcast before. I've not been married on a podcast either.
And let's keep that track record alive for all three of us. But yeah, the feeling of the wedding was wonderful. We had to give the picture to everyone listening, Demi did incredible work. She laid out, like, she thrifted tablecloths for like months leading up to the wedding.
Yeah, so every single decoration was thrifted.
Yeah.
They're all so cool.
And it also meant that we finally got a use for the many bird cages she's seen at the side of the road and picked up and kind of just brought home.
Oh no, does that happen when a bird dies?
Gets bigger.
Or gets too big.
I have once left something on the side of the... Because, like, I don't know if this is a thing in Australia, but in cities I've lived in the US at least, people put useful stuff that they don't want anymore out on the street. You know, they'll put a sign on it sometimes saying, like, free or working or whatever, so people know that it's not just trash. And one time I think we had like a cat tree or something that Digby wasn't using anymore. And I put a sign on it that says the cat didn't die. She just doesn't like it. Because I didn't want people to be like, oh, no. You know,
Libby, that's wonderful to do. Yeah. I really like that.
I had something delivered a little while ago that was quite heavy. And it was the cabinet of awful things in our house.
Yep.
You've seen it.
Yes.
I had that delivered and they brought it in and I was like, that's fine. Just leave it just outside the lobby of our building. I'll get my boyfriend to bring it in. And it was like, oh, I don't want anybody to take this. So I left a note on it that says, I'm not lazy, it is heavy. and then Tom had to bring it inside when he got home.
And was thank it you, heavy? Libby, for it was freaking insanely heavy.
Luckily, what do you mean, is it heavy? Have you fucking seen my husband?
Luckily, I'm insanely strong.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, he's handsome?
I do want to, you don't have to.
I'm experiencing a freeze response.
That is, that's kind of a classic guest on Big Soft Titty sentence to hear.
Yeah.
When Demi gets that tone.
Yeah.
But we did, thank you for your contribution to the Cursed Cabinet, Libby, which was from the pack of royal playing cards that you brought over. Sorry, trading cards. From the pack of royal trading cards that you brought over, we did crack the Prince Andrew, whose interests were Navy and having fun.
Oh, yeah. God. Do you want to see how many cards? So I've opened, like, I don't know, 10 packs of these or something.
Yeah.
So I'd love to. This is the stack of the ones I've opened.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Quite thick.
That's like 3 inches or so.
Uh-huh. And then this is the amount of packs that I still have not opened.
Oh, Libby. This.
Oh, my God, Libby. Oh.
Times two.
Dude, that's a big Mac. No.
It was only $20, so.
Oh, that's a steal.
Or was it
from the amount of joy you're going to get out of those?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, man. What a delight. Well, shall we take a break and come back with a segment?
Let's take a break right now, Demi.
Okay.
I want to.
I also.
Great. And Libby?
I'm fine with that, I suppose.
All right. That's 3 votes for. We'll be back from the break right after this. Bye. Don't smell me. The horrible little beast.
Demi,
right,
can I get a smell report?
I was trying to... Hang on. Let me smell the arm of the...
Don't do this.
Let me smell.
I do this... Every time I fucking come to bed, she sticks her... You know when, like, you do... You put your finger and thumb in a circle for a dog and it puts its nose, like, straight in there?
I have not done that, but I will be doing it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Demi just slams her nose into my armpit and goes like, when I come to bed, and then goes, you stink. I'm like, yeah, fucking duh. Anyone would if you did that.
Yeah, that's...
You're getting into my pores. You're like smelling my guts through my arm.
Yeah.
Cruel wife behavior.
Stinks. Stinky.
Wife cruelty.
Anyway, here's the break.
Tom.
No, here's the break.
All right.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And we're back from the break. Tom, the other day, when found a huge wife hack. Yeah, we were about to fall asleep. Well, Tom was about to fall asleep. I have my various activities once he's done.
Uh-huh.
And we were lying there, and Tom was like, "Okay, good night." And I was like, "I bought a pair of $200 pants today." And he was like, "You said good night, honey," as I was halfway through my next sentence, and then I went, just kind of settled in. Apparently that works.
It was actually, it was even better than that. Because the $200 pants thing was a point of some contention.
Oh.
I was sideswiped by the $200 pants.
Right.
The thing that
interrupting
was you, like, we'd been lying in silence for a little while.
After
the pants thing, where I'd been like, "What the fuck are you doing? You're addicted to pants." And then I rolled over and was like ready to go to bed. And then Demi just kind of said to me, "Do you think that out of all the animals you..." And I just hit her with the "good night, baby." Just mid-sentence. And it really worked.
Yeah.
It was great.
We've got a wife hack and a husband hack.
Yeah.
Right there.
The life hack is you can buy as many pants as you want.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As long as then you're really annoying when he's trying to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Demi, I do want to hear about what's on the pants. I'm assuming that because it's you, they say something like pig's ass on them or something.
They actually...
And this is annoying because she keeps buying these morally defensible pants.
Yeah, they're pants from an indigenous owned company. So they say always was, always will be over them.
Well, now the pig's ass thing seems a bit rude, doesn't it?
on the butt, it does say pig's ass.
Pig's ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were actually $250. But
fucking hell!
But they're going to look really cool when I get to wear them.
Yeah, sure. When are you going to wear them in the rotation of all your fucking pants? Get rid of some pants.
No.
You have to.
I don't want to.
Okay. Well, is it time for a segment?
I think she deserves the pants.
Me too.
I couldn't disagree more.
Wife's delight.
Before we get to the segment, by the way, we just did have this open. We were troubleshooting some audio issues before we started. And it turns out that the thing that was causing interference, Libby, was we had Demi's phone too close to the Go XLR that our audio is routed through. And that was giving like a pulsing heartbeat kind of effect.
Charmingly old school. Remember how when you had your mobile on top of your computer speakers and it would go bip, 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 when you were getting a text?
This is similar to that, but it was just giving like a duh, duh, duh. It was
very,
very strange.
Very spooky.
Anyway, in looking that up, I found the HeadFi forums, which is an audiophile forum. And in that forum, they have the thread, AssFi, show us your listening chair. And I don't, it's not really like anything to think about, really, but you know when you see a new forum and you just get to take it all in?
Yep.
And like the various ways they break up like poster supremacy. It's just always really good to me because I'm looking at a guy who goes by Shane D. His profile picture is a ginger cat. Aww. And do you want to take what his classification is here, Demi?
Yeah, because Tom hadn't seen it. And I was like, hey, go ahead and read what's under his name there. His classification is Headphonius Supremus.
Oh, no.
Wait,
can you go back up? Because I just want to say what he said about his chair. I love my old lazy boy. It is very heavily used, and I am not a small man.
Oh,
holy
no.
shit. Demi, look at the ass print on the chair.
The ass print on the chair
I have to
crazy.
See the ass. Please send me the ass print.
We need to show this.
Okay, ass print incoming.
Activating ass print.
Libby.
Uh-huh.
Ass print shared in the Discord.
Yeah, it's
I mean, it's become as black as jet.
I want to smell it.
No.
Oh, no.
I smelled our gamer chair once and nearly threw up.
One time I was getting up from the floor and I put my hand on the gamer chair to help myself up, but I slapped my hand down on the cushion and almost gassed myself.
Yeah, because it was a little bit cushiony in the ass area and we've both used it for years in the hot Australian summer. Like when you press on it, the chair will breathe on you and it breathes all your farts and ass sweat into your face.
Because this is the first time that we've had like air conditioning or a fan.
Yeah.
So we were just sweaty gaming for years.
Anyway, we got rid of that chair.
Yeah.
I insisted. Anyway.
Did you sell it to a fan?
God, we could have made so much money.
I don't know. I think my ass stink would have taken some money out of there.
Yeah.
I think that yours would be. It's worrying how much yours would sell for.
Yes.
Why didn't you just say that it was all Demi's? What are they going to do?
I think I have a
DNA analysis.
I have a certain X factor when it comes to my stink.
Sorry, yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Tom, I'm going to ask you not to look at my screen so that I can say this to you and
nuts.
Libby.
Yep.
All right, it's time for Into the Cosmo. A segment where I do my research on Cosmo magazine and the various tips that they give people. And the one that I have for you today, this is a quick one, then I'll get into another one that I kind of want to analyze a little bit more deeply with you too. Four bathtub sex positions that'll make a serious splash.
Jesus.
Bathtub sex.
Yeah, so this is by Jill Hamilton, who is a writer that I have read a lot of articles from.
Mm.
She does a lot of the cutesy, you know, make a serious splash, ahem, the good kind. You know, that kind of cute little...
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't even think about the fact that I'm going to be talking about extremely annoying journalism with somebody who knows about that.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've all done it. We've all done the most annoying journalism on earth.
Yeah, it's you, because I know, like, as a journalist, obviously, you have, I think the entry-level jobs for journalism are so crazy, because it's like if, as, like, a trainee doctor, they made you do surgeries that only made your patients worse. Like, it's really crazy the things and jobs you get when you're entry-level or, honestly, mid or high-level for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Have you had any experience with, like... either reading or writing like stuff like this? You ever read Cosmo? I guess what I wanted to say was, have you ever written shit like this? And then I was like, maybe pivot so she doesn't have to shit on the public.
No.
Okay, there we go.
I've absolutely written shit. I haven't done sort of girl shit. I have done tech shit.
Really?
Yeah, because my first sort of like, I would think of as like real journalism job, but even still not really. this just reminded me of when... I was telling my mom about how the place I was working was probably going to get bought by private equity, and I didn't really know what to do, and I didn't really know what kind of job I wanted. And she says, "Have you thought about journalism?"
Oh.
And I was like, "Mom, I kind of thought of myself as already being a journalist." And she was like, "No, I meant like the BBC or whatever." And I was just like, "Okay,
all right." Oh,
that's so good. That's so
funny. Thank you, mummy. And you know, it was very funny because she really never ever said anything mean, but
yeah,
just sort of by accident. Anyway, yeah. No, my first sort of journalism-ish job was at Gizmodo. I'm in therapy, okay?
It's really funny. It's just, like, imagine if Tom had just said to me, like, "Have you tried being pretty? Are you going to put on makeup?"
You've got, like, a full
face. I've got
face.
So much makeup on, very obviously.
I know.
Anyway, shower sex is pretty steamy, but would you, in a tub? Sex in a bathtub can be fun, different, and hot, says the sex educator. So the trick is figuring out which bathtub sex positions work for you and your partner and prioritizing safety, because it's a famously slippery hole.
I do want to
Wow, wish I hadn't said it like that.
Do want to credit, yeah, because that was all Demi, that slippery hole stuff. That's not the article.
No.
I do want to credit Rebecca Blanton, aka Auntie Vice, co-host of the Fat Chicks on Top podcast.
I told you not to look at my screen, and I was just about to credit her. I wanted to continue the sentence. I told you not to, you're meddling again, husband.
I just don't want to get got for plagiarism. It's going around.
It's going around.
Yeah.
I'm experiencing worry.
So when you were...
We're fine.
When you were writing for Gizmodo,
yeah,
Libby, the kind of tech bullshit that you would do... Do you keep smelling my breath?
Or, no.
Okay.
I was sniffing because I had a tickle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because what I saw was me speaking, and then from out of the corner of my eye, you leaned forward and sniffed my open mouth. When you work for Gizmodo, the kind of tech bullshit would be like recommendations, or like this new PS5 colorway came out and we're dying for it.
Yeah, I didn't actually really have to do that. I was pretty lucky to be in a period of journalism where you could do blogs and get paid to do them and have fun doing them. And I mostly did that at Gizmodo. I think I'm just Googling now to see, and it's because of the private equity company that did buy them, extremely fucking hard to find my old articles for them. So
that makes sense. Yeah. They made it better.
I did once do a post called "What's Happening With Me?" And it was just a parody of a post. It was just a parody of a post that some tech guy had done. And I just parodied it like sentence for sentence, but made it about jam. It was about going to Target maybe. And I just, there's so much I wish I could delete. I don't know what I thought the audience for that would be. I did do, I will say, I just found this article that I was proud of, which was about the vaginal tightening products on Etsy.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're really like, bad.
So the eggs that you're supposed to do Kegels on and stuff?
Well, yeah, but also like wasps' nests and stuff that you're supposed to shove up there. It'd be like, yeah, this will make it tighter.
This should help.
I'm going to send you a link to an image. I think you're going to like this. Obviously, the listening audience won't see it.
Sorry for this, but these are empty wasp nests?
Yeah.
No, oh, wasps. My God.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Demi, do you want to read this?
Doesn't that look like one of your photos?
What we're looking at here, to be clear, is a glass bowl full of murky
toilet.
Water in a toilet.
Yes. And so, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Floral fanny. After using this one, you'll find yourself skipping around with a parasol and winking at everyone.
Oh.
What do you mean?
So its materials are chamomile, lavender, red clover, rose, comfrey, and white light energy.
All right.
Okay, if you're putting white light energy up my pussy, lead with the white light energy.
Yeah that's
I
true.
I love that stuff.
That's absolutely right.
And I hate come free.
Yeah. I'm sorry for distracting from
the list. Let's continue with
that. I just wanted to
Mrs.
know
Slippery.
About Libby's
yeah.
wonderful writing.
So there's some tips. It's like here are some things that you need to buy, like lube that you can use in the bath because they've got a
You don't want it to be more slippery.
This is what I'm saying. You're going to slip around. You're going to scone yourself on the side and then someone will have a body to clean up.
I feel scone like if yourself? You're buying stuff.
Scone yourself,
Is
yeah.
that an Australian thing?
Scone your head in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. I'm stealing that.
I feel like if you're buying stuff to have sex in the bath, you have a bathtub fetish. Like, specifically to facilitate bath sex.
Yeah. It's too slippery. Like, having sex in the shower is already very slippery, and the bath it has, like domed corners.
Yeah.
And also, like, I feel like if you're having sex in a bath, that means you have a bath big enough for two people to fit in comfortably,
yeah.
which also means to me that you should be having sex in, like, the Seychelles or Monaco
exactly.
instead of, like, just a bath at
yeah.
home.
And then you're going to have a bath after.
And where better to do it than in the bath?
Exactly.
All your fluids are just stuck in there. You're going to have, like,
you're
your cum floating past
exactly.
you like an oil slick.
You're going to drain the bath and you're going to have another bath or a shower.
Yeah, I guess, is the idea that you're having sex in the water in the bath?
Yes. So, it Ooh. Says to stock your love tub with some Lush bath products, a supply of ultra-soft towels, and most importantly, the right lube. Just because your body is wet doesn't mean your vagina will follow suit. I don't like
I hate that. Wait. I'm sorry. You're supposed to lift...
Wait. Vaginas can get wet?
No, Tom. That's a joke, and it's a myth.
Okay.
You shouldn't believe it. I'm trying to understand here. You're supposed to sort of lift your vagina above the water to put lube
yes.
on it.
Yes.
And then have sex. But then what's the point of
and
the
then,
water?
And then hopefully don't have vigorous enough sex that it scrubs all the lube off in the bath.
Because
it says here, water is drying. Go figure. So lubricant is necessary for comfortable play. I'd just do it elsewhere.
I'd do it somewhere where there's not all the water.
Yeah.
The best case scenario here is you're fucking in a bath, which, as we've laid out, isn't good.
Yeah.
Oh.
It also says, this is one of my favorite tips for having sex anywhere.
Okay.
Follow the basic laws of physics. Don't overfill the bath. With two bodies moving around, water will spill onto your floor. Doi. sorry, that was my editorializing.
Oh, yeah, they didn't write doi.
Yeah, the number one. I Whoa. Told you not to look at the screen.
Tom, there's a pop of color.
Come on, man.
All right, number one. So there's four sex moves that you can do in the bath. This first one's called the drenched doggy.
I love to make my sweet wife think she smells like a wet dog.
Well, it might be good retribution for all the time she's told you that you stink.
That might be nice.
Now listen to this.
Next time
Does
you're down
sound...
there, Tom, tell her it smells like a wet dog.
Yeah, I
Aww.
Will. Thank you, Libby.
A cute one?
No,
No,
dead.
A nasty pub dog.
Ah.
a nasty, dead dog.
Oh, actually, Libby, I need you to tell a story to Tom in a minute, just after I get through the drenched doggy. It's something you told me about on the beach.
Okay.
It's about frogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Doggy can work in the tub, especially if the receiver leans over the side of the tub for more comfort and less sloshing around.
That's
so what are we
comfort.
Doing here then?
Yeah.
You're on your
I've
knees
done a,
in the porcelain.
I've done a 180 on Jill, was her name?
Yes, it's
I think
Jill.
She's doing great and having a great time with what she's doing, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think absolutely love. As long as...
This is what I love about her.
Yeah, exactly.
The drenched doggy?
I mean, she's really good at what it is that she does.
Yes.
She's the best at
yeah.
it. It's just that the media environment that we have funnels money towards this rather than
yes.
like investigating oil companies.
Yes.
So,
and to be clear, sorry, I should say she probably got like $50 for this or whatever. So
yeah.
it's not even actually money, but you know.
Yeah, fairly thankless. So the next one is the underwater yab yum. I just thought that is so cool to say.
That is but apparently so Australian.
Modify the intimate tantric yab yum position. Okay, you need to explain what a yab yum is then if I'm going to modify it to be underwater.
And I'm Googling.
Yab yum. This yab allows yum. For deep penetration and can be fun with very little movement.
Sorry, I just typed yab bum.
Deary me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like you're sitting on him and putting your legs around him and stuff.
Also known as the lotus position.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a rare presentation of a similar figure, but reversed, with the male sitting on the female's lap called the yum yab.
That is...
Okay, that's not going to work.
No,
don't,
I think
don't
that could
yum
work.
My yab. No,
I think
don't yab be... my yum. Shit.
I'm yabbing the yum.
No one's going to yum your yab.
It would be so funny for me to sit cross-legged on Demi.
Yeah.
It would look like I'm just waiting out a tantrum.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, look at these people.
Are you showing?
I'm showing.
Is it time to show?
It's allowed to show.
Oh.
In the middle of a fountain?
You know that guy's hair stinks.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of those stinky ponytails.
He's definitely a slackliner. You know it.
Yeah, and one of those goatees that's just not quite present enough.
Yeah, like day five of the devil growing out his little beard.
Yeah. Holy dooly.
Not
all right.
So underwater yab yum. There's the slippery slope is number three, which is, as far as I can tell, is you just rub your bum on their dick, but in the bath.
Hey, sounds... Why mess with the classics?
Because sit with your back against their chest so they can reach around and fondle you. No, thanks. And the solo voyage. So, like, she couldn't even get four...
Wait, what's the solo voyage?
Masturbating
it's
in the bath.
Jerking off.
I thought that maybe you'd be lying on them and they were a ship.
No.
Okay. So it's three.
I couldn't find. It's three sex positions and one jerk off lie down.
Yeah, you can. You really can jerk off in the bath.
You can. And then, anyway, it's got the really. This is the other thing I really love about reading Cosmo is, especially in like the past 5 years, they have the. What do you call this again? What's this kind of art?
It's, that kind of corporate style of art that I can never remember
style
the name
of, art,
of. But it's that corporate illustration that kind of smooths everything out.
Yeah, but they also, like...
Like it's on a Google Drive illustration or
yes.
whatever.
Yes, so they use corporate art, but it's of people diddling themselves. And they've tried to make them really inclusive by, you know, like giving people stretch marks and stuff. Mm. Which is like, I thought, but you've smoothed everything else off. I don't understand it.
Can you hold it up so I can see?
Yeah. There you go.
Consider it done, Libby.
Oh.
You see?
Yes, now I understand.
Oh, wait, that one there. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, uh-huh.
They've given her stretch marks on her titties and her bum.
That's...
Which is nice, but it looks strange, you know.
It looks like stink lines.
It does, yes.
Yeah, because there's no other detail
in the bath.
There.
My bum and my tits stink.
What's new, Demi?
That's my sweetie.
Wait, the frog story.
Oh, yes, tell the frog story, please.
The frog
this
story.
Can be the end of Into the Cosmo.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just wanted to make sure I didn't forget this very important story. The village I grew up
requested.
In has a stream in it, and the road cuts right through it. It's like a little bridge over it. Side note. I fucked up by starting to tell this story. When I was 11,
mm-hmm.
I had a little Link from Zelda, like, figurine. It was, like, this big.
Yeah.
And I dropped it in the stream on one side of the of the road to see, like, how long it would take to come through. And it didn't come through. It got stuck on a rock.
No.
Under the bridge, which had about, like, let's say this much clearance space. And so I spent the whole of that summer... crawling under the well no because we were trying to get out with sticks and stuff and we you know like every morning I'd be like all right got to get down to the stream and start my quest to get Link back anyway eventually I did just crawl under there and get it but lots of frogs in the stream and at a certain time of year they would start sort of migrating on their ancient migrating and shagging paths to go to shag.
No, I'm aware.
But unfortunately, we put a road right through it, and so people would just drive over them. Which is very sad. But I also learned from this that, like, I didn't know this because I was 12 or whatever, but frogs dry out and die, which is really funny. They die if they're in the water too long, and they die if they're out of the water too long. And
frog, a real, I guess, Goldilocks animal.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I guess a couple of these frogs had gone the wrong way. One of them had passed on, and it was one of the, it was a really big, fat, like, knobbly, warty frog. I remember that. And then, because, you know, we were kind of like, there's a dead frog, there's a dead frog. And then we found this one that was that was dead, and another frog was on top of it having sex with it. And I think even there might have been a third live, a second live frog, a third overall frog having sex, trying to have sex with the live one. A sort of human centipede.
Man,
or...
that would be so bad for your ego if you're trying to have sex with someone else who's alive and they prefer the corpse.
Maybe they were just already doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
God.
Anyway, that's my frog tale.
Thank you, Demi, for soliciting the frog tale.
So when Libby was telling me that, we were walking back from the water up the beach to come back to you guys. And so right when she said there was a, dead frog and another frog having sex with it, we were like this far away from a woman who was on the ground.
Like just a foot.
Just like a foot away from her. And I saw her go,
Exclamation mark above the head, yeah.
Everybody disliked that.
Oh, look. Yeah, while we're talking about stories that we found out, would you tell the story that your mum told all of us?
Yes.
You got your mum to tell all
I
of
got
us.
My, yeah, because my mum told it to only me. And I was like, stunned. And then was like, mum, the first thing you need to know about this room full of people is that this will be the best story they hear this year. So right. I got my mum. I was like, my mum has a story to tell. Everybody be quiet.
Death around.
And my mum was talking about how her and her sister, my auntie Yvonne, were like, you know, they loved, like, doing pranks with and to each other, and they were nasty bitches. And my mum told a story actually at the wedding that was like, it was a thing that her and my auntie used to do, which was like just like improvised fan fiction for the kids of all the trains from Thomas the Tank Engine fucking each other. So that's like, that was like the context was like, yeah, we used to do this thing. And one day my auntie Yvonne was having dinner with my other auntie, Belinda, who is quite, like, uptight. And she got to the dinner and said to her sister and her sister's husband, she was like, I don't know what it is. I'm just addicted to cum. I just can't stop thinking about cum. I'm addicted. I don't know. I'm thinking about having it in my mouth, just swallowing it. I just love cum right now. Don't know. And they were like, shut the fuck. What are you doing?
She's out at dinner.
We're at dinner. And she was like, just can't stop thinking about it. You know what? And then pulled a condom out of her bag that she'd filled with milk and emptied it into her mouth and was like, oh, I needed that.
Oh.
It's just like the coolest thing.
That's so good.
That's so funny.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
I mean, so much better, I think, in that accent than my accent. Oh.
Absolutely.
It's so good to also have that happen. Because to remember that your aunties are all English, like if that happened to an Australian uptight woman, that'd be like it happening to a scumbag British woman. We don't, you know, they're just of a different breed down here.
Yeah.
But to have that happen to a...
So good.
Manchester woman who's trying to be posh?
It's trying to be posh because they're at like a posh restaurant. And it's like this is their one night. And they get to be posh this
month. If you're not trying to be posh, it's still a night ruiner.
It's really good.
Down the chippy.
Oh, speaking of cum, I know I've said this a couple times, but not on the podcast.
Yes,
something
Demi?
that I constantly think about is us all talking about eating cum, and Libby just, there was a pause and Libby saying, how'd you have your cum, love? That lives rent-free in my head.
Yes, I believe
that. And you never answered my question.
No, well, I think eventually I did say white with two, but, yes, we don't have to dwell on that.
Yeah, we are looking for a third, so it's white with two. Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. I think that's a wonderful place to wrap it up on just talking about cum.
Yep.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you, Libby, for coming on here. Libby, what do you have to plug? You are, for one thing, a wonderful streamer on Twitch over at twitch.tv/libtron.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Wait, when is this coming out?
Soon.
Yeah, probably like nearly immediately, to mm-hmm. be honest with you.
Okay. All right, yes, twitch.tv/libtron. Stuff going to be happening on there this month.
Oh, so. Yeah, have you announced what you're doing?
No.
All right.
And but fair enough. You've told us the ideas, and they're
yes,
very funny.
They're very good.
They're
so going
to
yes.
be cool. Everyone well, check out twitch.tv/libtron.
You might even see your favorite podcast, these people.
Right.
That's right. You might even see your favorite podcast, These People, yep. over at twitch.tv/libtron at some point in the future. We love Libby.
Yay.
Please check her stuff out.
Yes.
And for us, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be back in your ears. I cool. think I'm going to... Shut up. My fucking show. Shut up. I think...
That's my fucking husband!
I'm really sorry.
Thank you for sitting through our honeymoon of not uploading episodes of the podcast, but staying at home.
Yeah.
And we're so happy to be back. bye, everybody. Demi, do you have anything to say?
No.
I'm desperate to stop talking.
There, you can do it. It's okay.
All right.
Well, I wish you free.
Bye.
Gorgeous. I'm still looking
oh
at
Oh, my God, and he's still talking. He's still doing it. He won't stop.
Oh, there's just a few more pages of the listening chair thread.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.